What's going on, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and I just wanted to say thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. I appreciate y'all so much for listening, and to show my appreciation, I wanted to start giving away some merch to y'all. So every week, please show me that you're listening to the show. Tag me on any social media for a chance to win some Art of Letting Go merch. I got some real cool stuff that I think y'all gonna enjoy. And I hope y'all enjoyed this week's episode. This is The Art of Letting Go. Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. I know it's been a long time, and I shouldn't have left you without a dope podcast to listen to. Oh, man, it's been a minute. We at episode 126. We still here. We still in here. Before we get too into the episode, I would love if y'all would please like, subscribe, comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. Please subscribe to it and comment on it. Leave a comment, especially if you listen on Apple. I'm ready to play the game, y'all. I'm recognizing that, you know, once you start getting into the business of podcasting, you got to play the game, and, you know, the numbers do matter. I know I talk that shit a lot, like, the numbers don't matter, this don't matter, but, yeah, man, it really does, and I need y'all help right now to grow. If I've been helping you grow, I need your help right now to grow, and I would also love if you could share how this podcast has helped you grow. We have a phone line now, and I'll give the number at the end of the episode. But if y'all could please leave a voicemail, and I'll probably play it on the show, but if you could leave a voicemail, let me know how this show has helped you grow, how this show has helped you let go of things, I'd appreciate that. But yeah, thank y'all for listening today. Yeah, man, I'm in a space of wanting to grow. If you checked out some of the episodes from the beginning of this year, I was just trying to figure it out. You know, I'm human, and just like anybody else, you know, I kind of got caught up in watching what other people were doing and feeling like, you know, well, mine ain't moving fast enough, or it ain't doing this, it ain't doing that. And, you know, not recognizing that, you know, I may not be putting in the work for myself that I need to put in to get to those places, you know. So in trying to figure out how to navigate this show, I start just throwing random segments in, and, you know, it was getting a little boring doing the same thing and getting the same results. And I realized, like, okay, all the goals that I initially had with this podcast, I had achieved them. And it was time to set some new ones and to grow. You know, I really enjoy creating a lot. And this feels like another creative medium for me to be able to express myself. But I'm finding that I need more outlets. And, you know, in knowing that, I want to bring those elements into this show, you know, and maybe not the actual podcast per se, but if y'all following what I'm doing, like, I'm really looking to create more content, I'm creating more content, you know, let me not beat around the bush. I'm creating more content, and it's not just this podcast, you know, it's related to everything that's going on here, but it's more than this. And, you know, I really need y'all to rock with me on this journey, because it's scary. It's definitely scary doing this shit alone. And I'm in a place where I don't want to do it alone anymore. And that's not to say, like, I feel like, yeah, I need a co-host or something like that. Like, I know I need to work with some people on some marketing and, you know, even the production of this podcast. And if y'all did check out some of them episodes, let me know what y'all liked and didn't like from, you know, when I was putting freestyles in the episodes, and, you know, the five questions of freedom. How do y'all feel about that? Like, you know, for me, I just wanted something different, more than just the general conversation that I have on this show. Like, COVID has really affected this for me as well. I really enjoy connecting with people in person and talking to them just about life and, you know, making that transition to doing the Zoom thing. It started feeling more like interviews, and, you know, I'm not really trying to interview nobody. I'm trying to just have a conversation. And that is what I truly envision, is like having conversations with people, and not just me, but, you know, people being able to have conversations and connect and being from all different walks of life and still being able to connect by simply being human. You know, I just had to take a breath on that one, because I really do mean that. It's important to me to break some of the stereotypes that I have built in my head from my experiences of, like, just what gay is and what being a gay man is, or being a gay black man, and really breaking that shit and simply just being myself and showing other people that it's okay to be yourself, you know. Yeah, that's important to me, like, to for people to live in a true authenticity. And that's what I'm doing. You know, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm striving for every day, to just keep learning more about who I am. And yeah, the show may look a little different, you know. I feel comfortable going back to talking to people in person again. And I still want to keep that element of talking to people through the Zoom, because I've definitely made some great connections and had some amazing conversations with people that I wouldn't be able to have because they're not local. And I still like talking to y'all by myself. Not every week, but sometimes I do need to come here and just share where I'm at, what I'm working on, and, you know, hopefully y'all ride with me and rock with me on this journey. Yeah, I took a trip last weekend, and it really brought some clarity to just life right now and what I've been looking for and what I've been needing. And the thing that spoke to me the most on this trip was that I need to just be and not worry so much about how I look. You know, my whole life I've always, like, cared too much about what I think that I thought people would think about me. So I ain't even know. I was just assuming. And that shit definitely built a lot of fear in me of, like, wanting to do things and, you know, really just going for my shit, going for my goals, going for my dreams. Like, it's still with some fear in there up until maybe this weekend, you know, and it's probably still there. But this is me right now pushing through that shit. You know, I was staying in a cabin that didn't have a mirror in the bathroom, and I wasn't able to see myself. I just had to be. And that's been standing in my mind real heavy. Like, when I'm thinking too much, just taking that step back and just being for a moment. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but it's been a minute since I talked to y'all. So, you know, I'm just trying to give y'all the best that I got, baby. Oh, but yeah, man. So just kind of coming back around to the show and what I need from y'all. I need y'all to subscribe to this show wherever you listen to it. I need you to subscribe to the Instagram, the YouTube, all the stuff that's out there. I need y'all support on that, and it's going to be much appreciated. And it's going to help me grow. It's going to help this show grow. And the more this grows, the more that I can give. Like I said, I create and I'm inspired by life. So the more that things are moving in my life, the more I'm going to be able to just keep putting out there. So I appreciate y'all for rocking with me every week. Shoot, I would really appreciate if you hit that phone line. And the phone number is 213-394-2773. And just leave me a voicemail. Let me know how this show has been helping you, how you've been growing listening to this show, how you don't like the show, whatever, however you feel about it. I would love to hear. And yeah, man. So this is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Thank y'all for listening. Peace. Thank y'all for tuning in to this week's episode. If you like what you heard, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast wherever you listen to this podcast. We got some cool merch. If you would like to purchase some merch, if you would like to subscribe on Patreon, we got a Patreon as well with some exclusive content. Thank y'all for being here this week, and I'll catch y'all next week. Peace.